mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the Obamas dine at a restaurant charging $500,000 for a membership. $295 prefixed menu. That dovetails with these little jewels we have here today. Obamacare fines rising in 2015. IRS prepares to collect. It was, of course, in the bill the IRS would collect and take your tax refunds and grab your bank accounts. But they would just have people go on MSNBC and CNN and say it's a hoax. There are no death panels. It doesn't increase prices. You can keep your doctor. Keebler elves are real. Unicorns are real. Well, now it's kicking in for the mass of the public. So enjoy. We're going to be going over that today. But see, you'll be all by yourself, though, just talking to your neighbor when you get your insurance doubled or tripled or they come in and fine you or whatever the case is. It'll just be, wait, Obama lied to me. And it's like, yeah, too late, suckers. Obamacare fines rising in 2015 as the IRS prepares to collect. And then there's another story. That one's out of Fox News. The Washington Times, Obamacare employer mandate kicked in yesterday, January 1st. We're going to be looking at some of that today. That's just one of the little stacks. Harry Reid broke his face. That's the headline. In an exercise accident. He's probably practicing sneaking through windows at night as a Nosferatu. Probably actually fell out of a window climbing up to steal a baby. I'm being sarcastic before the New York Times picks up on that. He actually just sucks the blood of our children's future through the Senate. The top senator, 75, breaks ribs and face in exercise accident. He is falling off a treadmill. Seriously, good news, though, is a new poll shows tepid GOP support for Boehner in role of the speaker as they prepare for a big budget war looming. That is all coming up on that front. I will get into the health and science news today. The economic news is very interesting. A lot of world news, but on the economic front, Chinese economy set to miss growth target for the first time since Asian financial crises. That ties into Japan's demographic cliff they just hit with their population declining in their new census. We've also got the disgusting news of with an eye of 2016, Jeb Bush resigns from all boards. Rubio says he will run for president whether the GOP says that everyone should stand down for Jeb, of the rhino, blue blood, country club, Rockefeller, Republican set who want our guns, who want open borders. I mean, holy Toledo. With Republicans like this, who needs Hillary Clinton? And that's how they fix this Don King horse race, this Don King boxing match, is you've got the Bushes that groomed and created the Clintons running against the Clintons, and Hillary is so hated and reviled that even playing the stupid card that she's a woman isn't going to work. That vote for her, you're against women. It will put Jeb Bush, King George III, he should change his name to George. He could be King George III. Is there no end to this? Paul Watson's joining us at the bottom of the hour, terrifying Scottish police to investigate offensive remarks. If you say that that person is fat and they hear you say it, you will be arrested. By the way, there is no law really stating this, but in England they have secret police that sit in the coffee shops and places listening for any type of racial comments, and you're arrested. It's all part of the intimidation. And the model you see in Europe and the UK is now coming here. We're going to break that down. Very important article by Christina Sarich, who just has amazing stories. This story should go viral. Geoengineering scientist, I want to get him on, terrified of projects he helped create. A real window into chemtrailing coming up. Stay with us. It's a big transmission.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
The average person's life is filled with unexpected challenges. Unlock the energy it takes to defeat these daily beasts with Super Male or Super Female Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper hormone balance to create superior vitality in males and females. Supercharge and conquer your world at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products. Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser Oxy Powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of Super Female or Super Male Vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's a big broadcast lined up today. We are live, broadcasting worldwide, the first live transmission for the InfoWars operation in 2015. It is now Friday, the second day of January 2015. Blink your eye or look at the twinkle in your damsel's eye, and it will be 2016, 2020, 2025, 2030, 2040, 2100, and beyond. Chuck Norris, the only man who counted to infinity twice. I was thinking about all the cool interviews we've done over the years with people, because we re-aired yesterday just a small snippet of them. And definitely we got to dredge up some of the Chuck Norris interviews and kind of have a really cool Second Amendment show with our Second Amendment guest we've had on. That's a side issue. I just thought I would throw out the silly quote about Chuck Norris. You know, when Chuck Norris bench presses or does push-ups, that the earth moves, not him. Okay, now I'm getting really silly, and I don't know why I went there. Hey, but the new Pew Research has come out and shown that Americans, compared to any other country in the world that is industrialized and, quote, wealthy, are the most upbeat, Pew Research says. And also Pew Research says that our economy is doing great and that everything is awesome when you're part of a team. people on average are probably happier despite a lot of the sociological tyranny we're under because they're not aware of how they're losing their humanity. They are distracted. They are diverted by scientific systems that were formulated to keep us in a very spectator-like position of suspended disbelief, living in a matrix-like fantasy land. So we're losing our real health and we're losing our higher brainwaves on average. We are having our consciousness dulled. That's in every major spectrum study out there. We are losing our families. We are losing our wealth. We are losing our savings. We are losing our sovereignty. But we are entertained. Just as Rome, as it declined, became more and more a spectator-based, game-based, gladiatorial-based, lottery-based, gambling-based, fraudulent system-based, bamboozle system. We, too, are following that gulag casino model that Max Kaiser talks about. But that is coming up. Chart. Americans are in an unusually good mood all the time. Well, there's enough serotonin reuptake inhibitor in every major municipal water supply. That was an AP study done a decade ago. At levels, by the way, higher than scientists thought could be in there from just sewage runoff, from all of the Prozac family of drugs. You can look up studies in birds and in mammals. I was just reading in a big ornithology paper a few weeks ago about birds. But shrimp, fish, other marine life, other invertebrates, across the board, are, quote, suicidal. They're so happy. Shrimp will not even try to avoid birds now in areas where sewage is dumping out by the Mississippi. And so, yes, people are either really awake and really concerned, or they are completely distracted and diverted, caught kind of in a mesmerized field. The allegory would be the snake in the Jungle Book, whose eyes spin like pinwheels and is constantly trying to hypnotize fellow inhabitants of the jungle so that he may dine on them. This is the great challenge. Can we keep our consciousness? So let me just tell you what's coming up today. Biological bad luck blamed in 2/3 of cancer cases, Reuters says. We've interviewed the top scientists across the board on this subject, genetic engineers, you name it, geneticists. It's true that you are predisposed to get cancer if you have certain deficiencies or if certain toxins are in abundance. But they're saying it's all nature that causes cancer, not nurture. Or not stimulus, not environment. And everybody knows from common sense, you smoke 2-3 packs of cigarettes a day for 40 years, you're going to probably get lung cancer. Some people, though, they found are over 100 years old in areas of Japan and France who eat certain diets high in minerals, and they don't die of lung cancer when they're smoking 2-3 packs of cigarettes a day and drinking 2 bottles of wine a day, in the case of the French. And it's connected directly to their diet, getting things they need to not cause a deficiency, that then when you add a bunch of other carcinogens on top of it, triggers a chain reaction. So undoubtedly, everybody knows that certain families have heart attack problems, heart problems. Certain families are predisposed to cancer. That loads the gun, is what geneticists say. Your genetics loads the gun. Environment pulls the trigger. And they've done studies on this. You can have one brother who has genetics to be very aggressive, And the other brother has genetics to be very aggressive. But one ends up being sent away to boarding school and beat up a bunch. And so that person turns into a fighter and then into a killer. Whereas the other brother doesn't get put in something like that, doesn't get put under the pressure. And so it doesn't trigger those traits that are already there. So genetics loads the gun. Environment pulls the trigger. And I was reading over this article. They're really pushing the idea in the London Guardian and Reuters and just everywhere else that you need to get genetic testing for cancer predisposition. And now they're doing genetic testing where they're claiming they find cancer in you lifetime, when pretty much everyone on the planet gets cancer every day and your body just takes it out with your immune system. That's why your immune system gets overwhelmed, weighed down, doesn't know what's going on anymore, gets confused by vaccines that we know lowers your immune system in every study. Look it up. Then suddenly you don't go after the cancer. So lack of oxygen, lack of nutrients, lack of key minerals, lack of sunshine. All of this is in the real studies accelerating cancer. Then you add a bunch of heavily cooked red meat, a bunch of processed alcohol, a bunch of GMO, a bunch of cigarettes to that, and then a bunch of pharmacological synthetic drugs, you're deader than a doornail. You add a bunch of stress to that, you're in trouble. So I guess I've already kind of covered this story, but plain old bad luck plays a major role in determining who gets cancer and who does not. According to researchers who found that 2/3 of cancer incidences of various types can be blamed on random mutations and not hereditary or risk habits like smoking. So they're saying it's hereditary or it's mutations. Because one school says it's all hereditary. Others say it's all mutations. Others say, oh, it's smoking. How about it's all of them? But they're now saying in these new studies that it's mutations that are happening. What do you think causes mutations? GMO crops, pesticides, all these new synthetic toxins that have never existed before. Cell phone radiation on record causes mutations in the DNA of the brain. The researchers said on Thursday that random DNA mutations accumulated in various parts of the body during ordinary cell division are the prime culprits behind many cancer types. Well, we've always known since they discovered cancer that it's a mutation in the DNA division that then causes the cells to go haywire. But the big issue is, why are so many cancers exploding? And why do they never try to find out why cancer rates are increasing in so many areas? And why don't they try to find out how to stop the cause, not, quote, try to cure something that's got thousands of different corollary reasons for triggering it? So I want to find out why cancer's exploding, because they're not ever really going to find a cure for it, because there's so many new cancers, because our bodies are being bombarded. And our cells are put under stress and are trying to find ways. What's happening is, just like with insects or bacteria that are put under poison or pesticides or biological attack, they will start mutating. A lot of them will start dying. They'll start getting a lot of deformities. But then they will have genetic divisions that will actually cause resistance or immunity to the poison, to the toxin, to the cancer. So this will cause, in a minority of our offspring, superhumans that will be resistant to the BT corn and all the chemicals and the fluoride. I mean, insects are reproducing sometimes on a weekly basis, a lot of times on a yearly basis. That's why they become drug resistant or drug immune within a few years. Bacteria within a few years, because they're dividing sometimes every day. So see, they do cause mutations that ends up causing most of the bacteria or most of the insects to not be viable. But some of them, the mutation's right. And the globalists, in some of their papers that we've read on air, admit this is kind of their master plan, poisoning everybody. They believe out of this giant scientific petri dish will give rise to the new super Homo sapien ascendus. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Good morning.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
Way up north.
Up to Alaska.
Way up north.
Up to Alaska.
North. Welcome to this January 2nd global transmission. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday broadcast as well. Well, Gallup poll says bad politicians, government, top concern of American people. So that shows the American people do understand what one of the main problems are. Some more good news. A poll says 60% of Republicans prefer a new speaker. We're going to be going over that as well. Absolutely. If he won't repeal Obamacare, we need to repeal John Boehner, and he needs to be recalled. He certainly needs to be removed from his leadership position, period. He can go play golf with Obama. where Obama has been snorkeling on his new three-week vacation dining at a restaurant charging $500,000. That's out of the Weekly Standard. To have a membership at the restaurant, $500,000, $295 a plate. President Barack Obama and his, I mean, the reason I raise this is all their class warfare business. And Obama and Al Gore's telling Africans they can't have cars or air conditioning and that we can't have that either. While these people live like King Tut could only imagine. We're going to be breaking all that down. We're going to break down oil hits five-year low below $56 a barrel as supply glut persists. It's an oil war. We've got Peter Schiff, manager of billions over at Global Pacific Capital. He's going to look forward into the year, give us his breakdown of what he thinks happening in the third hour. And we have Paul Watson joining us in the next segment. Headline, terrifying. Scottish police to investigate offensive comments, including telling someone their dress or clothes don't look nice or saying someone's fat, even in a tweet. If you say the fake Rick Ross rapper is a big fat pig, you would be arrested. There is no law. It's just pure tyranny. England does the same thing. Paul Watson from Her Britannic Majesty's Kingdom, London, will be joining us. With an eye on 2016, Jeb Bush resigns from all boards. That's just some of the disgusting news we're going to be getting to as they prepare to run the family that helped put the Clintons in power, who vacation together and who call each other family against each other. Talk about can we just have Don King run against Don King for president? I mean, it's for those that don't follow boxing, what killed heavyweight boxing is pretty much dead compared to what it was 20 years ago, is all the rigged events where King would have both corners under him. And event after event, it would be Don King running the whole show. It'd be like if one stable had all 10 horses in a Kentucky Derby and you saw the jockey of the fastest horse pulling back the reins to slow the horse down, and the horse wouldn't stop, so the jockey shoots it in the head while riding it. I mean, that's how staged these elections are. But the American people sent the Tea Party to Congress. They didn't take it over, but close. The Republicans took over the House and Senate, but I don't think, obviously, the Tea Party didn't get full control yet. But we've come a long way. Certainly come a long way. And I don't see the American people buying into Jeb Bush versus Hillary. And let me get something straight here. I detest Hillary more than Jeb Bush, but only because I've been living under her and her tyranny and her anti-gun, anti-family garbage since I was in high school. But then I know the backside, just as an acid test, I recoil from Hillary Clinton. But it doesn't matter. It's all part of the same rigged game. You'd be like saying, I like this boxer more than that boxer. Don King runs them both. It doesn't matter. So in a way, I kind of want Hillary to get in because it'll just be that much more horrible and in our face and wake people up more. Jeb Bush gets in. The Republican blue bloods that are starting to wake up and the Republican country club types that realize they're in trouble. And then the grassroots kind of Republican, blue-collar, Reagan Democrats are going to go to sleep for 4 to 8 years while they open the borders up, bring us into all these international unions, gut our sovereignty, bring in internet censorship. I mean, Jeb Bush wants open borders. Jeb Bush is anti-gun. Jeb Bush vacations with the Clintons. I mean, come on. Remember when Terry Reid of the CIA and others told me about the Bushes vacationing with Clinton when he was governor 11 times and secretly hanging out with him and seeing him in limousines together? This is like back in 96 I was interviewing Terry Reid and Larry Nichols, everybody on record that worked for Clinton. And I mean, I believed him, but it was wild back then. Now it's just in the news. Oh, they've been friends for decades. They're best friends. All right, we got a ton of news coming up. Paul Watson joining us. A bunch of science and huge chemtrail news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser Oxy Powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of Super Female or Super Male Vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this first live broadcast of 2015. That takes some getting used to. Long lines expected at California DMVs as illegals apply for licenses. Federal judge rules, give them all licenses. I can't go to Mexico and just demand a license to be allowed to vote, but that doesn't matter. Migrants from the Caribbean surge. That's up on drudgereport.com. Stories up on Infowars.com. Some people actually think the Earth is 2,015 years old. That's a story by Paul Joseph Watson I'm going to talk about with him in just a second. Lawsuit claims Prince Andrew had sex with underage sex slave. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Terrifying Scottish police to investigate offensive comments. They're actually arresting people that say someone's fat, because if someone says it's hurtful, well, you're not allowed to say it. St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter maced after storming police station with protesters. It's the leftist agitators. They have a right to demonstrate, and I support it. The issue here is this is being run by the White House. Just know that. The century of the self controlling the dangerous crowd in the age of mass democracy. Interesting article by Zero Hedge. Here's a story I want to spend time on after Paul Watson leaves us. Geoengineering scientist terrified of projects he helped create. We're going to get this climatologist, meteorologist on the broadcast. This gets into chemtrails, you name it. So we're also going to get into a whole section of articles dealing with Obamacare. Obamacare employer mandate kicks in January 1st, and Fox News is reporting with direct links to the law itself, Obamacare fines rising in 2015, IRS prepares to collect. Now, remember that in the last 4 or 5 years, when we would point out sections of the bill, then it became law the last 2 years, and we would point out that it was getting ready to start kicking in 2014, 2015, 2016. The law is staggered to mainly kick in after the 2014 election. Well, here we are, don't have health insurance, get ready to pay up, but see, health insurance itself is going up. My parents have both been told that their premiums are going to more than double. They already went up about 45% last year. Now they just got told with Blue Cross Blue Shield, you've got too low an insurance. We have to comply with Obamacare and can't compete with it. So we're going to basically double your rate. Isn't that special? And the main architect of it, Gruber, said they had to hide the fact it was going to do this. And he laughed about it because it's funny, because we're stupid, remember? I don't know. Gallup says bad politicians and corrupt government are the top concern of the American people. Maybe we're not so stupid. We just don't know what to do because the criminals are in control and want to start a civil war as a pretext to totally take the country over. The individual requirement to buy health insurance went into effect earlier this year. But the coming tax season is the first time all taxpayers will have to report to the IRS whether they had health insurance for the prior year under penalty of perjury. The IRS now has a new federal database, I should add, that's in the news today, that is meant to track all that. And, of course, the IRS will get your medical records. Nixon got in trouble for having about 120 records. But they get to have all of them and share them with other agencies and private groups. Okay. The fines for 2014 year were relatively modest, 95 per person, or 1% of the household income. But now it goes up, ladies and gentlemen, into the thousands. Isn't that just special? And then by 2016, over 5,000. And the IRS will be taking it. Isn't that just sweet? Isn't that just darling? Feds are building a national data warehouse for Obamacare and Medicare to keep track of everything you do, the weekly standard reports. That's all up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and I'm also reading from DrudgeReport.com. You can dial 1-800-Obamacare, or I guess 1-800-Affordable Care, and it dials 1-800-FU. Still says that, by the way. Fed's looking for a company to run national data warehouse for Obamacare. Hope you enjoy them in your business, because that's what was in the bill, and that's what it does. So we're going to be breaking more of that down coming up. We'll also talk about NASA's Dawn spacecraft begins its approach to Cirrus. Is that how you pronounce that? An asteroid the size of Texas. We're also going to break this down. I mentioned it was just a fascinating article. Geoengineering scientists terrified of projects he helped create, an excuse for weather modification programs. Dr. Matthew Watson from Bristol University in the UK told the media recently that he's terrified by many of the geoengineering projects currently in the works to thwart man-made climate change, a phenomenon being hawked as an excuse for weather modification programs by many in mainstream science as a threat to humanity. But see, the projects going on worldwide are admitted, but the details are secret. The patents are public that they add the barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and some radioactive isotopes to the kerosene jet fuel. Then the pilots, everybody don't know what's going on. The airlines don't even know what's going on. And then they become aerosolized dispersal units. Then they put in kids' textbooks. We showed this about 6 years ago in a mainline textbook being used all over the country. Look that up. Textbook teaches kids about chemtrails, I think was the headline. And it says, yes, we have patents. It's added to jet fuel. It goes through the jet engine and puts a sunscreen, was the quote, up there to protect you from global warming. There's a whole giant global secret project going on. They tell adults it isn't happening, and then it's in textbooks it is. There it is. Science textbook teaches about chemtrails. There it is. That's the Center Point Learning Science 1 Essential Interactions. And that is used in most of the 50 states. You talk about frustrating, folks. I still get emails saying I'm a liar, that they don't have goats that are part spider that produce body armor, when I did the first interview with the guy before that was ever even in the news in 1997, and listeners thought it was a fake interview with the CEO in upstate New York with thousands of spider goats with the Department of Defense program. We ain't in Kansas no more, folks. That was 1997, above ground, not even secret. This is 2015, baby. This is Buck Rogers. But we're in this suppressed system, not aware of it, while there's a literal breakaway civilization operating in plain view, jacking our food, our water, the drug supply, everything. What I know is so insane, I can't believe it. What is admitted is so over the top, I can't even comprehend it. Can you imagine what they're doing? There's a reason they act like we don't exist and don't care. There's a reason the elites are so arrogant. Because they got privy to the life extension technologies, you name it. Does it mean they're immortal? No. It means, though, they're going for it. Almost no one survives. I looked up the numbers. We did articles about it a few years ago with a heart pump. It's a bionic heart outside the body that uses your heart as the bag. More than 6-7 months. The record longevity with those was about a year and a half. Dick Cheney lived past that. And there was never an article about how he held the record. And he went out and did all these PR pieces on C-SPAN, you name it. They had like some 2-hour special about Dick Cheney's heart on C-SPAN. In fact, I think that was the name of the special. I watched the whole thing in a hotel room on a journalist trip. I couldn't go to sleep. I watched like 2 hours of Dick Cheney talk about his heart with his doctor. Dick Cheney looks better than he looked 15 years ago. Dick Cheney lived almost 2 years with a bionic heart without a pulse. And he went on to say, before he got a new heart, a real heart from a donor, that he didn't get anything special. Dick Cheney, it's my new heart, not someone else's old heart. That's out of what, AP? The point is, they're getting stuff we're not getting access to. You better believe Harry Reid, who fell off his treadmill and broke his face and a bunch of ribs. And I don't even take pleasure in it, even though I detest Harry Reid. I'd rather him get right with God and repent of all his evil. But the point is that none of them are immortal. I don't care how many technologies they get. They may be able to store their memories in a computer, and the scientists will call that computer Homo sapien transcendent. But it's not really you. It's just more flim-flam from a bunch of con artists. You globalists, for all your power, couldn't hold Baghdad with 100,000 U.S. troops, and you're not going to hold the human spirit. That's the type of stuff that's coming up today. Paul Watson will be with us about 10, 15 minutes of the next hour. Then I'll get into the geoengineering news, the economic news on oil, what that really means from my view. Peter Schiff's coming up. I want to ask Paul Watson about several terrifying, and that's in the headline, articles at Infowars.com by he and Kurt Nemo, the vaunted Kurt Nemo, terrifying Scottish police to investigate offensive comments. Prospect of Orwellian thought police prompts huge backlash. Now, I had Robin Page on about 14 years ago. It was the year 2000, so 15 years ago. He's host of One Man and His Dog, where he would walk from town to town, visit different pubs, different restaurants, all the cool areas in England and in the UK, also in Ireland, you know, up into Scotland. He gave a rural affairs speech where he said rural communities deserve the same protections as homosexuals and Muslims. Page wasn't even a right winger. They arrested him saying the word homosexual is hurtful and for saying that Muslims were offended. And that was in the news. BBC apologized for his great evil. That Robin Page interview is out there. I interviewed him. You can pull up other headlines. Hundreds arrested in London sting of racist words where they sit, it said, in Indian curry shops and in coffee shops listing for any racist terms under the breath, and then you are arrested to create fear. This is what political correctness is. Nothing to do with stopping racism. They let known Al-Qaeda terrorists come in, Rashida SWAT, MI6, and run the 7/7 bombings. That came out on Fox News, even on Fox News and in British news. So it's all staged. It's all a big joke. It's total tyranny. I want to talk about that with Paul Watson. And I want to get into the royals, all their top buddies caught with secret slave rooms with kids and dead kids found on their property. And Jimmy Savile and all these leaders and the point is this is all being brought out, though, to blackmail the UK empire into the final New World Order, folks. This is being brought out at a key time for a reason through the controlled press. So I'm sure a lot of it's true because it just keeps happening. But at the same time, there's something else behind it. The UK has been trying to get out of the EU. There's major power jockeying. Just like you saw stuff being brought on the Vatican at a key time. There is an unseen hand above this manipulating it. So all that with Paul Watson. Paul, let's get into this article. Scottish police to investigate offensive comments. Well, they're now arresting people. I saw you wrote about 2 days ago who call someone fat because, quote, they felt offended. That's what hate speech is. That's what they're trying to pass here. But I guess it's already arrived where you're at. We already had the mayor a few months ago of Houston send out subpoenas and was looking at criminal charges for preachers who were preaching that homosexuality was a dangerous lifestyle. I mean, is there free speech? Since when did tolerance, which I believe in, become, no, you have no free speech and we don't tolerate your views? What is happening in Her Britannic Majesty's kingdom?
Well, Alex, this controversy started earlier this week when a British TV host called Katie Hopkins tweeted out a joke. We had an Ebola patient arrive in Scotland earlier this week. She was transferred to a hospital in London. So this TV host, who is known for making these controversial comments, tweeted a joke about, quote, Glaswegian Ebola patient moved to London's Royal Free Hospital, not so independent when it matters most, are we Jocksville? So the response to this relatively tame joke was for tens of thousands of people to sign more than one online petition calling for her arrest and for her to be charged with racial hatred. And apparently now, Alex, I've learned this week that Scottish people are in fact a race. You know, liberals are so obsessed with being offended that they're now inventing whole new races of people to claim that somebody's racist. So instead of completely dismissing this out of hand for the idiocy that it is, Police Scotland, the official Twitter account, tweeted out, quote, please be aware we will continue to monitor comments on social media and any offensive comments will be investigated. Now, of course, they won't be investigating the threats to kill this TV host, which I actually tweeted out earlier today. They won't be investigating, given that they're now acting as thought police for Twitter, the 77 unsolved murders in Scotland. Scotland is the number two murder crime capital of Europe. But they will be investigating people who make jokes on Twitter. So the response to this was completely vitriolic. Farage came out and basically said the people who complain should be charged with wasting police time. On the other side of the political equation, a London Independent writer came out and rightly said, this is terrifying. This is George Orwell's thought police. So people across the border united in their outrage that this has become a police issue, that it's now a racial crime to make fun of Scottish people with tens of thousands of people signing these petitions calling for this TV show host's arrest.
Continue, Paul.
And it's the same TV host. We had the previous article where she did a recording for a weight loss show with fat people. And this is the whole fat acceptance movement, which I'm doing a video about on Monday, where she merely asked somebody how they became fat, if it was due to overeating. One of these fat activists then proceeded to call the police and report the TV show host for committing a hate crime in questioning why this fat person became fat.
Because I did see it in the news where the police went and interviewed and took somebody in but didn't charge him. Was that this talk show host or another one? Because there's so many instances of this, Paul.
They're still investigating the TV host. They did arrest somebody for, again, making another joke about an accident that occurred with a bin lorry running over some people in Glasgow a couple of
weeks ago. That's right. Stay there. I want to come back and go over this because now they're wanting us arrested, you arrested, Lord Monckton by name, for questioning global warming.
This hour of GCN brought to you by LASIK. Kick some ash with LASIK's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LASIK.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On this live Friday edition, Paul Joseph Watson from London, England, is our guest. He'll be with us about 15 minutes in the next hour. Then I will get into the economy, the big battle over the budget between the Republicans and the Democrats, but mainly the Tea Party insurrection. We're going to look at Politico. I thought it was a conspiracy theory that the smart grid would be used to spy on us and control our lives. But Politico now says it's dangerous. So it must be true now that they said smart grid powers up privacy worries. And they get into all that. Congress demands answers on Fed's cell tower tracking by simulator towers. It's only a simulator when it steals all your data without a warrant. That's all coming up, the geoengineering news and more. By the way, in the new year, folks, make the resolution to support the InfoWar, to redouble your efforts to wake folks up and to support this transmission. I want to thank you all. You can get super high quality products at very competitive low prices at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com and fund our operations. So I want to thank you all for your support and ask you to recommit in the new year. We've got 48% off right now on the New Year's 2015 resolution pack. I'm going to officially start it next week and go for 1 month taking photos every few days with my shirt off. In fact, let's just start it today. I know hardly anybody's here. Folks are on vacation, but I just got to pick a spot, start pulling my shirt off, start taking the photos. It's got to be done. And then we're going to see what happens when I take the Oxy Powder, Super Male Vitality, and the methylcobalamin nutraceutical beyond that grade, secret 12 vitamin B12, religiously several times a day. I'm only going to take Oxy Powder for like a 7-day period, but the others, because I always forget to take this, but every couple days, and I'll keep doing the same amount of exercise, the same amount of eating, you name it, and we'll see what happens. But I've already had dramatic effects, as folks can see watching on television, with the InfoWarsLife.com products, the X2, you name it. We're going to see what happens with this 2015 health challenge. But 48% off those three products when you get them together, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Paul, we'll get more into this in the next hour, but continuing with this Orwellian move, it segues right into being climate deniers. Or if you don't want open borders, they say they may arrest you. So already saying it's a race crime to say you don't like, you know, there's too many this, too many that. I mean, the truth is every group of immigrants has its own racist stuff. People in the country have their own racist deal. It's just tribalism. And some of the discrimination is legitimate. If, say, you're Tibetan and you don't like the fact that the Chinese are being forcibly migrated there and that they're trying to force Tibetan women to marry Chinese men. I mean, I don't have a dog in the fight whether you're Tibetan or Chinese. I like Chinese folks. The point is that immigration can be used as a weapon, but they want to try to ban even criticizing that or say you can't even use the word immigrant now. First, it's don't use illegal. Now, don't use immigrant. Now, it's migrant. What's the bottom line here?
The bottom line, Alex, is that they're taking on board any discrimination whatsoever, even if it's mere discernment. Like I said, with the fat acceptance movement, now feminists are glomming onto this. They're embracing it. They're promoting a lifestyle that is incredibly harmful to women. We know obesity is linked with a myriad of different diseases. It costs the economy, costs the US economy $663 billion a year. Yet now we're being taught, and in fact TLC has just given the star of Fat Girl Dancing her own TV show to push this propaganda.
I want to talk about this. It's not that we hate fat people. I mean, I used to weigh 279 pounds. It's that we care about them, and they're trying to say we can't tell folks, hey, you ought to try to control your diet. Stay there.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Paul Watson from the UK joins us. Peter Schiff, economist, Euro-Pacific capital manager of billions, will be joining us to give us his prospectus into 2015 on the economy, the oil wars, and more. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to shift gears with Paul, talk about this article by Kurt Nemo on Infowars.com. Lawsuit claims Prince Andrew had sex with underage sex slave. And this stuff just keeps coming out, and a lot of it ends up getting verified. Jimmy Savile, who ended up having secret sex dungeons for children, and it's all been confirmed at the BBC in a sex ring, hanging out with these people constantly, having the highest level royal access. Princess Diana didn't have one half this access. He could go anywhere, including their private chambers, any time of day or night. What do you think's going on there? But the larger issue is, why is this coming out now? Massive blackmail, in my view. Who are the power structures? We'll talk about it. The news behind the news, the rest of the story. Paul Watson, though, getting into this move to now make it racist to not like Obamacare or turn your guns in. Well, how about racist if you don't praise 500-pound women particularly?
Well, I mean, that's starting to happen. There was a TED Talk, I'm putting all this together for a video, where a woman made the comparison between racial discrimination, gender discrimination, and obesity discrimination. Now, we have smoker shaming, okay? We have pictures of diseased lungs on packets of cigarettes. People are encouraged not to smoke. They can smoke, that's their personal choice, but rightly, they're encouraged not to do so because we know it's unhealthy. And in the UK, it costs the economy £5 billion a year. The economic burden of obesity in the UK is £47 billion a year because of all the diseases linked with obesity and the fact that we have to pay for it on the NHS. And look, you know, with my tax money, I pay for people on the NHS, transgender people, to have their penises removed. Now, if that's what they want to do with their bodies, then more power to them. But don't ask me to pay for it. And now we're starting to see the same kind of thing with obesity. So as I said before the break, this big YouTube star, Fat Girl Dancing, has been given her own TV show on TLC to promote acceptance at any size. So they're pushing onto young impressionable people that to be fat is something to be embraced, not something to be fought against, despite the fact that it leads to early death and all manner of terrible diseases. And that anybody who questions that, even asks how you became fat in the first place, is a thought criminal who could be charged with a hate crime if it offends somebody.
Well, now they're moving, not just in San Francisco or Austin, Texas, but other areas of the U.S., to make me pay for not just people's abortions, but as you said, sex changes. And then if you're against that, they say, oh, you're just a sexist homophobe or whatever. No, what's going on is, what if somebody wants to put devil horns on their head? We know that's a popular modification starting up. Should I then have to pay for that, or should you have to pay for my nose job? Let's just say I decide I want a nose job. I like my nose, but let's just say, and it costs $20,000. And then you go, I don't want to pay for your nose job. And I go, you're being racist to white men. I get my nose job. I mean, where does it end, Paul?
Well, I mean, you've talked about it before. There's a syndrome called body identity integrity disorder, where people feel that they should amputate their own limbs. And hey, you know, you could say that that's just a lifestyle choice. And under socialized healthcare, like we have in the UK with the NHS, which if you criticize it, it's like blaspheming against Muhammad or something. then, you know, you're hurtful. I mean, I've had arguments with people at parties and stuff who get in my faces and say it's hurtful and insensitive for me not to want to pay for transgender people.
That's because they've attached their identity
on the NHS.
Stay there. We'll talk about this more.
The average person's life is filled with unexpected challenges. Unlock the energy it takes to defeat these daily beasts with Super Male or Super Female Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper hormone balance to create superior vitality in males and females. Supercharge and conquer your world at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Peter Schiff, economist manager of Euro-Pacific Capital. An excellent track record of predicting major trends. We'll look at the economy. Is it really doing great like the mainstream media is saying? What's the oil war about, driving down oil prices? Is that good or bad? What does he think is going on behind that? Peter Schiff joins us coming up in about 52 minutes from now. Paul Watson's with us to the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to shift gears into geoengineering scientist, that's weather control scientist, terrified of projects he helped create. But finishing up with Paul Watson, if you just joined us, in the United States, in many states and cities, and in the UK and Europe, they make you pay as taxpayers for sex changes. And we got off into this whole issue because they're now doing criminal investigations, arresting people, you name it, that even use the word homosexual in the UK, or if a talk show host says, yeah, you know, there's too many fat people, we need to get them some, you know, better lifestyles, then thought crimes are reported. The thought police come after you. And there's not even a law. They're using a racial discrimination law that I believe's anti-Magna Carta, anti-Constitution. As long as you don't hurt somebody, you have a right to say or do whatever you want. To then apply that to denying global warming's man-made or criticizing government officials. This is about getting rid of free speech. And they're moving in the UK. They're moving in Europe. They're moving here to Chinese-style net censorship. That's what's behind this. While serious crimes are being committed, citizens are being attacked, you name it. But if it's politically incorrect, say in the UK, if, say, gypsies steal your trailer, this is in mainstream news, or attack you, the police will not respond because they're a minority, and they just go, they're allowed to. That's an actual headline about 6 months has passed, and police will do nothing about family's stolen travel trailer. And it shows where the people are living in it, what they've done. Yeah, click on the Daily Mail link there. We'll show it to TV viewers. And they just say, we're keeping it. Police won't hand stolen caravan back to couple to protect human rights of the travelers living in it. And they've had it for months. So this is what we're talking about, folks. In the UK, if somebody breaks in your house and you defend yourself, they throw the book at you. This is about total enslavement. Paul, 2 years ago, couldn't get in to see the NIH. Won't let him see a private doctor without their authorization. For a month, had strep throat. Had to quit working for a few weeks. They wouldn't let him get health care. And he was saying that if he's at a party and says, I shouldn't have to pay for people to have their sexual members chopped off, if you want to do that, pay for it yourself. It's not that we're criticizing your wonderful sacrament and we're not cool and into it. I am tired of being everybody's slave. I'm tired of paying foreign banks trillions in banker bailout money. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of General Electric being tax exempt with their head promoting higher taxes on the middle class. I'm tired of being sucked off of. Paul Watson, go ahead. I'm ranting.
Yeah. The problem is now we have the state responding to this minority of professionally offended people on Twitter who are largely feminists to actually police ideas and free speech. This is where it gets really scary and Kafkaesque, because just about a week or two ago, Janet Bloomfield, the founder of the Women Against Feminism hashtag on Twitter, had her account suspended merely for disagreeing with a feminist, Jessica Valenti, who wrote in The Guardian that Christmas was oppressive to women. What happened was an army of feminists contacted Twitter, claimed that she was spamming when she obviously wasn't, and they got her account shut down. There was also a fitness instructor, Maria Kang, who took a picture of herself in good shape with her three children as a kind of female empowerment, mind over matter message, you know, genuine female empowerment. Of course, the feminists hate that. So then they went on this crusade to label her as a thought criminal. She was banned from Facebook for her hate speech of encouraging women to be fit and healthy and saying that they can live fit and healthy lives.
These people are not crazy. They are classic totalitarian authoritarians who want to be able to tell us how to think, what to say, what to do. And their main army are these women who were tricked to not need men, to be part of the system. And if a woman wants to be in the system and not have a man, that's their issue. But to do it as if they've joined the special forces and this is their big crusade, and then to go around and henpeck other women that have children in Whole Foods, which they do. You shouldn't have two kids. You shouldn't have three kids. To do nothing about the true sexualization of women that the system's engaged in. These are women that bought into the system and now hate other happy, empowered women. This is nothing but a vampire-like cult of scum.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Third wave feminism has nothing to do with equality and everything to do with social engineering. This is what it's all about. And they will contradict the very biological truths of human nature and biology. They will claim and they will write books that men are only attracted to good-looking women because they've been brainwashed by the diet and cosmetic industry. Not because they're, you know, healthy-looking, fertile, and genuinely attractive. Apparently, we should be, you know, attracted to fatties and people who are really out of shape and unhealthy. And we're not, just because we've been brainwashed by the diet industry. Which shows you the insanity, the total vacuum of logic that these feminists imbue when they go on these kind of crusades. And when it becomes a threat to free speech, when police are saying they will now investigate people for making jokes on Twitter about fat people or jokes about Ebola patients, it's downright terrifying, as the leftist London Guardian, London Independent writer said in his column.
That's right. And let's be clear, Paul. This is all selective. A seven-year-old in art project draws a picture of his dad who's in the Army with his M16. When they say on career day, draw a picture of your father and your mother, he gets kicked out of school, suspended for a week, criminally investigated. That's a real case I just mentioned, one of many. But you can go to after-school events and play Call of Duty, where you're simulating the death of thousands, or World of Warcraft, where you're chopping people's heads off. It's only the system is allowed to put these images out. Then if you do anything, I mean, it's okay for Quentin Tarantino to have movies with the N-word in it and, you know, movies with men raping men and everything else, because that's art. But see, they say what's art. When it's their art, then it's socially okay. When the gay community wants to use words that then you get arrested for using in the UK if you're, quote, not part of the club, it's not just discrimination against free speech. It's creating a new royalty class where these politically correct groups nest within the overall power structure, and so they're a protected system that's given little goodies, indulgences, given royal patronage so that others will then want to join the guild. I mean, this is cult programming.
It's pure cultural Marxism. It's the belief that oppression comes from within the culture and not from the state. And so then they join with the state and get those little goodies that you talked about. And it's evident in Gamergate, which was, it basically emerged that all these top feminists in leaked email conversations were attempting to subvert the gaming industry to push their own social engineering.
And it was confirmed that they've been able to do it.
Yeah. And, you know, their claims are completely spurious, like there are no positive female characters in video games. Somebody made a video literally listing 200-300 positive female characters in video games over the past two decades. So it's completely without foundation, and it's this authoritarian zeal to make society conform around their belief system, which is ultimately a way of putting them on top of the power structure, you know, in their ivory towers. So it has nothing to do with equality and everything about them hoisting it over everybody else, telling us what we can think, what we can say, and again, completely conflicting against the very biological, innate human nature that we all share with each other.
It's like the current governor who's mourning, I guess, the death of his father, Mario Cuomo, today at 88 years old. He said, if you are pro-life or pro-gun, get out. You're not welcome here in New York this year. And he was asked, are you serious? He said, yeah, get out. What a gangster thug. And it just shows the totalitarianism of the left. These people are the opposite of tolerant. They are monsters who have successfully seized power.
Oh, yeah, they're tolerant until you voice an opinion which differs with theirs, and then they're intolerant and call for your arrest and for your social media accounts to be banned. And, you know, this is harmful in the, I mean, I made a video about the Sexodus, got absolutely huge response, thousands and thousands of comments, which is that because of this feminism, because there are less real women, men are just giving up on marriage altogether and basically checking out of society, not because they're failures, they can't get women. They're still having sex with women. They're just rejecting and shunning marriage because their relationships are not working because of the brainwashing and the social engineering that third wave feminism, which has nothing to do with original feminism, has wrought on society.
Well, let's be clear. Women wanted basic rights. It was a very barbarous world. Most men didn't have rights 300 years ago, 200 years ago. And so women, who'd been in a protected class under chivalry, but were oppressed in certain degrees, but they also had a lot of other, like, they, you get off the ship first when it's sinking, and you don't have to carry things, and, you know, on and on and on. So they've tried to project something. I'm not defending that system. It was just a primitive system. But the new one has been scientifically deployed where Edward Bernays and others said, we will hijack the suffrage movement by the 20s. We will control it. We will break up the family. We will tax. We will yoke both the men and the women now. And then the kids will belong to the state. As Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children. So follow the men. This is not our debate with the, I'm going to skip this network break. I need time. Thank you. This is not a debate with the feminists and the controlled totalitarians known as the left. and then their kissing cousin, the controlled right. It is a fact. And in Endgame 2.0, that's on PrisonPlanet.tv, we break this down with Dr. Michael Kaufman, with the Carnegie documents, the Ford documents, the MIT documents, it's all there where they said in the 50s and 60s, we're going to put out, in the name of empowerment, women in the workforce and all this, but really all it is a takeover. Then we're going to have a sexless society when we're all done. First it'll be, oh, be gay or be transgender. Then we're going to come out with hundreds of sexual identities, which Facebook just did this year. This is all scientific. Until there is no identity and the only crime is having an identity. You say you're straight? That's a thought crime that hurts others. You say you're gay? That's a thought crime. No, no, no. You're going to have to be gray, sexless, nothing. They want plastic people. And actually, in Charlotte Iserby's book, she shows a restricted document from the Department of Education. Can you guys go find it? It was in the original edition. I think there's one back in the shipping department, the one that sold out. And it shows them taking a kid through like eight stages, through the revolutionary stage, and then finally a brainwashed, quote, carbon unit that serves the state. This is the real plan. That's what's so frustrating is that, come on, folks. Saying that you as on a TV show can't talk about how fat people need to lose weight, so the police come, that's not freedom. That's super dangerous and is terrifying. And it's all being done to end the human system. Imagine saying to deer, it's oppressive that male deer fight with each other. And it's oppressive that male deer, who are inherently bad because they're males, run up on a female and chase them around. And then the female may be responsive, may not be responsive, if she's in estrus, if she is ovulating. That's biology, folks. It's a war on biology. It is a war on reality. And first they're like, oh, just be tolerant of other people. Well, I'm a libertarian. But listen, I got my own life. I've always noticed losers always want to run other people's lives. Losers always want to control other people. People that don't have something going on, they want to get in your business. I've got stuff going on my whole life. I don't want to be in your business, but let me explain something. You keep out of mine. Do you understand, you slack-jawed, nothing-control freak scum? You may want to read Gloria Steinem Miss Magazine, put out by the CIA, declassified, to turn you into slave of the government. You may want to die young of cancer. You may love tyranny. But don't you hate me that I'm red-blooded and trying to fight for the basic code of humanity that we should be able to be humans and not have fluoride put in our water to lower our IQ. This is social engineering to sabotage the human instinct so we can be put into an unnatural, destructive, exterminist, transhuman, eugenics, global program that we are all living in. Buck Rogers, baby. 2015. It's real. It's all public. Now, Watson, I want to shift gears. Final comment on that, and then I want to get into Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, lawsuit claims Prince Andrew had sex with underage sex slave, allegedly arranged by former Bear Stearns financier. How many of these bankers and members of parliament and BBC presenters, you hear these wild claims for 30 years, you know, 1,000 times what we heard about with Bill Cosby, but notice this isn't in the news over here. They admit they're blackmailing Parliament with it. It's like you can't even hardly get in unless you're part of the club to begin with. They don't trust you. Dead bodies being dug up on the royal grounds. Jimmy Savile, the top pedophile, who had total access to the royals. Turns out everything we heard about him was true. Secret sex dungeons, you know, little kids, sex with dead bodies. The guy was obviously a pedophile, the archetypal pedo. And you see photos of him. That's a big issue. I want to review some of that with you and being in the UK, what it's like. But then the big question, why is it coming out now? It looks like a larger power struggle within the elite to force some of the old elites over there into this larger global system. We're seeing a consolidation everywhere.
Well, yeah, final comment on the previous subjects. The good news is that 77% of American women, according to a poll last year, don't identify as feminists. The problem is feminists have got control of large portions of the media, which is why when any public figure is criticized by them, immediately apologizes. We saw the ridiculous fiasco with
Let me just say that all of the establishment transhumanist feminists can go to hell. I'll never apologize to them. They are a bunch of scum who hate strong women and don't want women to be armed against criminals. They're a bunch of filth who want women alone, wards of the state. Sorry, Paul, we're going to go to a break, come back with the pedophile stuff. You've got the floor. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Kaylee Cuoco, this TV star, came out and said, I like being with my husband. I like cooking for him. I like looking after my children. I mean, God forbid, the reaction was overwhelming. She was castigated by feminists, and she had to come out and apologize. You know, feminists would love North Korea because, you know, if you don't profess your faith, your belief in the dear leader and all his dogmas, then you will be silenced. That's the kind of authoritarian society they want in the West. That's why we should oppose it at every turn.
Well, that's right. Kurt Nemo wrote about it. A feminist posts hateful tweets after actress says she loves serving her husband. But, of course, the flip side is her husband, I guarantee you, loves serving her. That's like when you scrub your wife's back or she scrubs yours, or you may, or my family comes over and I grill steaks, or you know, then my wife would cook dinner. I mean, it's not about someone's a slave, but they put this idea out there that if you ever help your neighbor or you ever stand up for somebody, you somehow are losing out. This is because they all want us totally alone. And let's face it, nothing against what you'd call classically unattractive women. Because if a woman is exciting and funny and neat, even if they're not classically Marilyn Monroe beautiful, I see, you know, beauty in them. If a person's old and has aged, you know, gracefully and is a loving spirit, there's something beautiful about how old they are and their twisted, you know, joints, like an old twisted tree can be beautiful. But if they're an ugly old person in their heart, the ugliness, like a stained glass window, projects that ugliness in a macabre fashion. But I'll tell you, at the heart of this is a bunch of women that don't feel successful, who are part of a cult guild in the state, who hate good-looking women. I've experienced it. I've seen it firsthand. And it isn't that they're lesbians. It isn't that they're attracted to women sexually, though some are, and there's a, you know, large percentage higher than the average rate of lesbians in the feminist movement. They want to conquer classically hot, virile's a male term, but, you know, powerful, truly feminine women. It is a conquering. Feminist, everybody knows women on average dress up for other women. Women are in competition with women. On average, it is a sect of women trying to dominate other women and trying to become a classical male role that they claim they are trying to get rid of. They're not trying to kill the king to get rid of monarchy. They're trying to kill the king to make themselves the king. The Janet Renos, the Big Sisses, the Mr. Maddows. And I call them out. That's all. They want to wear the pants. They want to be John Wayne. And so they want to assassinate men and then assassinate real women so they can sit up there and build the world in the image of Janet Reno. Well, guess what? The world don't like that and doesn't want you, filth. You got it? So go to hell. Excuse me. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, generally speaking, the women in their 20s who I talk to see right through it. They're not feminists. They don't identify it. But it's generally unhappy women. And this applies to men too, who, as you said, are jealous of fertility, jealous of younger women. They've missed out on having kids, getting married, having successful
They joined a death cult. They want fluoride in the water. They want GMO. They want sterilization. They don't believe in having kids. They hate life. We know who you are. Go ahead. Sorry, Paul.
Yeah, so if they want to get into their 30s and 40s and engage in this misandry,
they're attacking the goddess. And I don't get into that in a religious way. They hate the goddess. They hate the goddess. That's who these people are. They are devils. Sorry, Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, and if they want to live unhappy lives, then that's their business. But don't then try and take away my free speech by claiming that I have male privilege or white privilege and that my free speech is invalidated because of my gender or skin color. That is at its root sexist and racist. So that's when they become an actual threat to the society and to free speech.
Well, they're projecting. They're projecting. We're libertarians. We're live and let live. We don't care about them. We're not what we don't care, but they care. They care. I mean, I've seen it with these modern fascist so-called liberal women. They get mad at families. They get mad at women you know, dress classically, but everybody's looking at the woman dressed classically. There's a reason women dress like that in every culture, because it's powerful. They don't want women and men having innate human power. They're anti-human. They want a bunch of anti-human devils in their state-run monopolies to have all the symbols of power.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Your products are great. I use DNA Force. I use XQ.
Thank you.
Super Meal Vitality and Lung Cleanse. Every day, they're great stuff.
Whether it's Survival Shield Nason Iodine or DNA Force, Super Meal Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
Yes, too. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ain't no mystery.
Ain't no mystery.
Why I'm in misery. London Dungeon.
They call us walking corpses,
unholy living dead. They'd like to lock us up, put us in their pretty pens.
I like to say pretty pens instead of pretty jails. Whenever we talk about England being turned into a total police state with the rest of the UK, we come in with the Misfits, London Dungeon. Should have come in with Hollywood Babylon Wednesday when I was talking about Hollywood collapsing.
Make sure your face is clean.
Can't have no dirty dead.
Oh,
That's right. All the corpses here clean, boy. Some poetry right there, actually. Talking about fake high society that's carrying out all its corruption, all its murders, all its cultural death, all its rot, but doing it all with an air of respectability in the establishment. And I want to be clear about something here. I truthfully do not dislike anybody for their race or, quite frankly, their sexual proclivities. Does that mean that I don't know the statistics that the gay lifestyle of having hundreds of sexual partners a year isn't very destructive with drugs and diseases, and I feel sorry for those folks? And I've had friends and even family, cousins and people that I've seen absolutely destroyed by that culture. It's a critique on a culture, kind of like gangster culture that's been force-fed to the black community. I have a critique on gangster culture is very destructive. Thug life is very destructive. And is a social primer to prepare young black males for induction into their college that is the penitentiary. And it's now the calling card for white kids, Hispanic kids, mixed kids. Most of the kids I see around Austin. What's the system going to do when people are all intermarrying like they're doing now? Well, they'll just say you're not black enough or you're not white enough. It's just more mindless divide and conquer by people that don't have issues that are real. That's why we have to force debates about real issues. Hey, do you know foreign banks have signed us on to $2,000 trillion? That's in USA Today. Hey, did you know the fluoride lowers your IQ by about 10 points after 3 years? Here's a Harvard study. Hey, did you know that they're preparing the Army for mass gun confiscation? Here's the Army Times. Hey, did you know they built FEMA camps? Did you know Bill Gates gets paid about $5 billion a year through a tax-free foundation to run and administer a secret program to change the weather of North America? Did you know that's been in the news, but details, again, are classified? See, there's hundreds of huge things like that. And so I'm so sick of cartoons and movies everywhere, just anti-gun propaganda, anti-heterosexual propaganda, anti-family propaganda, anti-male propaganda, anti-private property propaganda, anti-rural community propaganda. It's just, it shows the twisted, disconnected from reality, globalist eugenicist view. So as long as it means you die alone, as long as it means you die broke, as long as it means you don't have a community other than the community that's controlled and centralized, they want you all in ghettos, in barrios, in the gay neighborhood, in the black neighborhood, in the lesbian neighborhood, in the Arab neighborhood, in the southerner neighborhood, in the northerner neighborhood, in the, they want Balkanization, the great game. And so in my heart, I don't dislike anybody, and I'm not a hypocrite who sits there and tries to look into everybody's bedrooms and what they're up to. But it's mental illness writ large when the big issues in this country and what's taught to kids as young as 5 years old in public schools about homosexual sex, give me a break, that's not tolerance, that's sexualization of children, that's pedophilia. Calvin Klein can get in trouble for having what looks like some 16 to 20-year-olds in underwear, and it's called pedophilia. But then when it's being taught to kids, it's okay, to five-year-olds. See how they'll do that? DynCorp can be caught. It can be in the Chicago Tribune that they were running thousands of kidnapped little kids out of Central Europe alone in 1 year, disappearing them. And women. There wasn't one big feminist group said squat. Whenever we criticize radical Islamists as sexually mutilating women, selling them to sex slavery, you don't hear word one from Gloria Steinem and that group of hags who've all got their husbands and kids. Oh, they're going to have kids. They're going to live and have a life. They just don't want you to have one. You're not going to hear anything out of the control left about that because all they want to attack is men that aren't ashamed that they're men. And so they got a lot of men either acting like fake males watching ESPN all day or being dominated by their woman, and that's what women hate. Women may think intellectually that they want to dominate their man because they think men used to dominate them, which is not the case. And then they're so unhappy and will go through man after man till they find somebody that just won't let them push them around because a woman's trying to find their equilibrium. They're trying to test you. And biologically, they don't like you if you aren't strong. Why do you think so many young women, 20 years old, go for the bad boy? Because biologically, they think he must be dominant, even if most bad boys are fake dominants who are smart enough to try to act dominant to accrue women. And this is all the biological drive of humans and civilization. What really attracts the finest women is a man that's honorable, a man that works hard, a man that's strong, a man who's not a coward, a man that will protect them. But all of those traits are under attack. And the male itself is under attack because you take it down, there's nobody to protect the women and the children anymore. The state will set up women as supposed guardians, and in some cases they'll even do a good job. But the natural dynamic has now been sabotaged, and you see society in every metric falling apart as the system grinds to a halt. Just like collectivism didn't work in the Soviet Union or in communist China or in Nazi Germany, it never works in the end because it's based on fraud. And when the wheels come off, civilizations implode. It's an unnatural system. It works for the elites for a season. It allows them to overturn the natural order into their image. They're not saying the existing order was an enslavement. That's what they say to you. In their own internal manuals, it is an affront to them because they don't run it. They want to be God. They want to control the genetics. They want to control procreation. They want to control your desires and your appetites. They want to control your free will. Paul, I've held you longer today. I appreciate the great job you're doing. You've already written two articles today at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But finishing up on this, because this is the big issue, I want to get into real self-help more, like Michael Savage has said he's going to do as well. I know we privately talked about this. Drilling into the social engineering, drilling into how they're attacking us as humans, and how they're doing it to all of us. So I olive branch out to women that have become modern feminists, believing it was for empowerment. I care about them, but the evil Gloria Steinems, the evil people like Big Sis and others, they know what they're doing. They're preying on, like pimps, giant throngs of women that they've helped disenfranchise. As you see women now desperate in the streets, prostitution at all-time records in recorded history, women sexualized, turned into the most base of objects by the feminist god they worshipped, Paul Watson.
Yeah, and that's partly why marriage rates are collapsing. And I did a video called The Sexodus, which, I mean, it got 6,000 comments on InfoWars, another 5,000 on YouTube. It was completely insane with all these men who were, for the vast majority, successful go-getting men. They weren't losers sat in their bedrooms playing computer games, who had just given up on trying to find a woman to marry altogether. Because of this notion, this creation of the modern female as somebody who is basically impossible to get along with because they've been brainwashed so badly by feminism to hate men, to, you know, it's divide and conquer. Another interesting thing was you mentioning homosexuals earlier. I mean, back in 2008, I wrote an article pointing out that the ban on gay people donating blood in the UK was probably a good idea and should be kept, even though it was later lifted, because gay people were more likely to give blood which was contaminated with the HIV virus. Now, you can debate that on either side. We know that AIDS isn't as big a problem as it used to be. It's up for debate. No, somebody threatened to call the police on me and said they'd actually called the police on me for saying that medically it was probably quite risky to allow gay people to donate
blood. Even though
blood.
The vast majority of medical doctors in the UK and the US are saying don't do it, including gay ones. But here's the larger problem. They won't get mad about the whole controversy, Paul, that took place back in the 90s. Clinton in the 80s as governor with a whole chain of state prisons with the guards. This came out in the news, selling drugs. Because they had a doctor that blew the whistle to the people to give blood sometimes once a week, knowing they had HIV and hepatitis. It was then sent up to Canada, produced into Factor VIII, and contaminated hundreds of thousands of people conservatively worldwide, and many of them died. And then there was a whole lawsuit and a chain, and then the Hemophiliac Society that exposed it got firebombed the same night that the doctor got firebombed. We had the doctor on, and he got so threatened he never did another interview out of Little Rock. But, oh, there's no discussion of how the blood supply is so incredibly dangerous. Oh, but don't worry now, it's a political correct issue. Yeah, go get your blood transfusion, even though it's one of the most dangerous things you can do. Just slap a gay label on it, and then it's a sacrament. Go get your AIDS blood, or you're against gay people. See, they can just don't like Obamacare, you're a racist. Don't want to turn your guns in, you're a racist. Don't want hepatitis blood, you're against gay people. And the truth is that there is a small subsection, as reported by, every time I mention this, people don't believe it. San Francisco Chronicle, Rolling Stone, Google bug chasers, gay bug chasers, gift givers, gift receivers. And there's also a subset that wants to give blood to give the gift. Well, I don't want the gift if I'm in a big car wreck and bleeding to death and they got to do a blood transfusion. I'm sorry, I don't want to die. I know in the dark human sacrifice world of extreme people that are very unhappy that, you know, want to do things sexually that leaves their intestines hanging out their rear end. I'm sorry. It's not that I'm not cool and trendy. My intestines, I don't want them hanging out on the ground. I don't want AIDS. I'm sorry. I am a homophobe. It's true. I'm being sarcastic about that. I mean, it's just incredible how nihilistic and decadent things have gotten. It's just insane, Paul.
Yeah, they place political correctness above basic proven science and health. It's like with the fat acceptance movement. Instead of acknowledging that obesity is a terrible affliction, that, you know, you should just do as much as possible to be fit, healthy, to exercise, to eat right, because it causes terrible diseases and premature death. Instead, they've created this whole new level of PC whereby it's a new sense of victimhood. It's not that they're unhealthy and fat and that they overeat. It's that they're being condemned and discriminated against simply for embracing their own lifestyle. And if you say that that lifestyle is unhealthy and destructive, mainly to women, then you're akin to a racist.
And then you can never discuss why people are getting obese, a lot of the additives and things, because now it's in the racist area. Basically, thinking and having your own view is racist because you're not allowed to have your own discrimination of restaurants, of flavors of ice cream, of women, of men, anything. You're going to do what the high priests say or it's over. That's what it's all about. It is total tyranny. It is thought police. It's here. 2015, we're living it. But we are the resistance, folks. Over 70% of youth now in the U.S. are against abortion. The numbers were flipped in 1973. You heard Paul, national polls. 70%+ of women don't like feminists and understand it's a trap. The problem is the average man's drooling watching ESPN, so I guess it is up to the women to lead us out of this. It's not about men and women fighting with each other. It's not about gay, straight fighting with each other. It's about admitting the agenda of dehumanization that's hijacked any minority movement that's out there. Now, Paul, I want to go to this article by Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com, and it's in the UK news. Lawsuit claims Prince Andrew had sex with underage sex slave, allegedly arranged former Bear Stearns financier Jeffrey Epstein. A lawsuit filed in Florida accuses the Duke of York having sexual relations with an underage sex slave. The allegation names multimillionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein, who was also convicted of soliciting sex with an underage girl. One such powerful individual, Epstein, forced the woman to have sexual relations with a member of the British royal family, Prince Andrew, Duke of York, the document claims. Who knows if this is true, but my gosh, Paul, we're going to go to break in a few minutes, but just the firestorm of pedophile news and Savelle having high-level access to all these royals above even the Secret Service. What do you think's really going on?
Well, in every single country where this happens, whether it be Belgium, France, Bosnia, the Netherlands, you name it, whenever it gets to the level of celebrities, yes, sometimes they get burned. Any level above that, judges or politicians, the case gets shut down. So you saw with Saville, back in 2009, 3 years before it actually came out, the police actually quizzed him on these allegations. Of course, we know he was a close friend with Prince Charles. And the royal family redacted, in 96 places, redacted Saville's connections to the royal family. This was back in 2009. So 3 years before it came out that he was involved in raping these hundreds of girls, chanting Hail Satan at these occult rituals, the royal family were busy removing their connection to his activities. So again, it's this notion that the royal family has no power whatsoever. They don't control anything. They just axed a documentary on the order of...
Why are you being a pedophile phobe, though? I mean, yeah. I mean, next you'll be arrested, probably. And that's where this is all going, Paul.
Exactly. And again, the royal family has exacts a massive amount of power in the UK. We see numerous examples over and over again.
Break it down when we come back. By the way, while you're talking, we're putting up mainstream news articles with everything he's saying. These are not our claims. These are out of UK newspaper headlines. The UK is now the pedophile palace.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Alex Jones here, back live. I was just talking to Nico Acosta out there during the break, one of the producers. And he was looking at all these headlines about Jimmy Savile. in his secret rendezvous with Prince Charles and coming at all hours of the night. And he said, yeah, it is weird that it's all coming out now. Jimmy Savile's suspicious behavior at the palace set to be revealed in a new book, The Mirror reports. We had another headline about arrests explode across the UK as hundreds of prominent pedophiles are arrested. But look at Jimmy Savile if you're a TV viewer. Radio listeners can go to Infowars.com/show. Look at him. Imagine if you went to a daycare center and it's like, hi, I'm going to keep your kids. But he would run children's charities. In fact, these photos are nothing. Just do his name and then click Google Images. Nightmarish. And it's him like in bathrobes with kids sitting on his knees. And then he would run these children's charities and do satanic rituals. And they found the satanic altars and everything. I mean, this stuff's going on all over the place. Look at that one in the middle right there with his hands together. I mean, central casting for a child molester. He is the archetypal child molester, and he ran children's charities. That you can Google Jimmy Savile with children. And it's him in bathrobes, a little kid sitting on his knees, hanging out with Prince Charles. I mean, 2 + 2 equals we know what. So, Paul, continue with these scandals coming out. Why do you think they're coming out now? Because this, I mean, it was David Icke saying this 20 years ago. So I think it really scares me. How much more of what David says might be true? I mean, I believe he believes what he says, but my God. I mean, you look at Jimmy Savile. I mean, that is a demon from hell. Go ahead.
I think basically they know it has to come out at some point. They're bringing it out now of their own accord so they can try and control it by burning these patsies who are mainly TV hosts and disc jockeys from the 70s who basically had, you know, relationships with 17-year-old girls. I mean, they should still be punished, but it's not nowhere near the same in the same league as what Savile did. Allegedly with members of the royal family. But what's actually happening now is that they can't find somebody to investigate the parallel scandal, which is the Westminster paedophile scandal, where they literally abducted boys, strangled them to death. I'm talking about Tory MPs, members of parliament, ran them over in vehicles.
And that's what Icke said 20 years ago, and he's named names, and now it's confirmed. I mean, folks, this is insane.
But they can't actually get somebody who isn't a part of the establishment to investigate it. A Lady Elizabeth Butler Sloss had to step down because the victims, the family members, complained that she was just going to whitewash it. So now they're saying, oh, because we can't find anybody who isn't directly in with the establishment, we're just going to leave this investigation for now. And basically, the UK justice system is completely controlled by Freemasons. This has come out over and over again. I mean, look at the Hillsborough disaster. It's 25, 26 years later, and still they're covering it up. And it came out a couple of weeks ago that they got together at a Freemasonic lodge in Sheffield, where I used to live, the heads who were in charge of the Hillsborough football stadium disaster, which happened in 1989, got together and basically agreed to blame it on this one police constable during their Freemasonic lodge meeting. And this is the same thing happening with all these judges who are appointed to whitewash these investigations. They're all Freemasons. They're all protecting each other. And that's why they're burning these lower-level entertainers.
So would you say in the UK it is the Masons that are king?
Yeah. That's who's running this whole show. It came out that criminal gangs in the UK have infiltrated Scotland Yard and are working with police to commit crimes, and it's just calmly reported in The Independent.
Paul Watson at Infowars.com. Great job. Thank you for so much time. We'll do a few more minutes with you, then Peter Schiff's coming up, third hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation. The exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients.
Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've had a pretty dynamic hour of a lot of key information. I think the moral of the story is, no matter how hard the establishment tries, these ghouls, they're not going to be able to hide their crimes forever. But I think it's the naivete of the public that allows us to grow. They have had cases on record in Europe, in the UK, in the US, snuff films, little kids, you name it, with high-level judges, government people, because they start recruiting their own people into government, and then that's a rite of passage or a gang initiation. Like most mafias and stuff, you got to make your bones. You got to kill a few people. You got to testify in court and, you know, lie. You got to prove that you can be a trusted member of the team. But with the real global mafias, you've got to hate humanity and want to hurt innocence. And so for people that care about children and love children and would soon die to see an innocent child hurt, the fact that these ghouls want to hurt children is just lost on us. And so it allows it to grow. Again, the Masonic system, and I'm not defending it, it's just historically with secret construction guilds, colleges. You didn't just give the colleges tricks out. You had to be an initiate. It was secret. It had a lot of religious stuff associated with it. I won't go into the whole story, but I'm somewhat of a lay expert on it and been interviewed by History Channel and others on the subject of the Masons. George Washington was a Mason. He was a really great guy. But he warned about it being used by corrupt groups to create mafias. And now, especially in the UK, it's just become a get-out-of-jail-free card organization. And then there's no justice. And then what do you do when you can't even investigate? Get back into the case you were getting into that's in the news now of strangling boys, running them over with cars after they rape them, and this new lawsuit with Prince Andrew. I mean, there's no way they can hide this forever, Paul.
Well, what's interesting, Alex, is that when the royal family knew that these Savile allegations and proof that he raped hundreds of girls, they knew that was going to come out because the police had interviewed him in 2009 and the royal family had made those 90-odd redactions to that report, disassociating Savile from the royal family. After that, they passed a law which changed the Freedom of Information Act in the UK so that letters, emails, and all documents relating to the royal family, the Queen, Prince Charles, Prince Philip, would no longer be disclosed, even if they were in the public interest. So before they knew it was going to come out, because Savile had already been interviewed by police, they made these redactions. They then passed this law to prevent those documents being released, which would obviously show their close relationship, which we know the likes of Prince Charles had with Jimmy Savile. So they were on it from the very beginning. They were prepared for this to come out. And now it's expanded to these Westminster MPs in the 80s. And others say this is still going on with MPs today, who would literally set up these rape dens in London, abduct young boys, take them to these places, strangle them to death as they're raping them. And then in another case, they literally just, one of them ran over one of these young boys in his vehicle.
Why are you a boy strangle phobe? Hold on, racist. Why are you a boy strangle phobe?
Well, victims who were there at the time, eyewitnesses, you know, kids who were being raped who are now in their 30s came out. They've come out with all this information. And as I said before the break, it's going nowhere because they're saying, oh, we can't get somebody who isn't a member of the establishment to investigate it. So it's...
Well, imagine being a member of the government, and instead of going home and having a glass of wine and food with the family, you go to a rape den where you rape little boys and then strangle them. I mean, it's just, we're in so much trouble, Paul. It's just insane.
And then they find dead bodies of women who've been murdered on the Queen's Sandringham estate. And it's like, oh, you know, no big deal. They were out shooting on Boxing Day, and then they find this woman's dead body right in the spot where they were shooting. And it's just, no big deal.
The royalty, though, Paul. I wonder what the Queen's going to be eating at dinner tonight. All right, Watson, great job. Peter Schiff's coming up. Stay with us.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser Oxy Powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of Super Female or Super Male Vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality silver bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, it was predicted, and now it's confirmed today with the DMV opening back up in California. Illegals form long lines for California driver's license. Top story, InfoWars.com. Another report showing how ignorant some of the public is with the public education system. Some people actually think the Earth is 2,015 years old. You'll be shocked at the stupidity of some of these tweets and comments. Yeah, they do the studies where two-thirds of college graduates don't know the three branches of government, things like that. That's what the system wants. Who was the famous comedian that said that, it was George Carlin, said that the country's owners once you dumb down as much as possible. Well, I don't think you can deny that now with Common Core saying 2 plus 2 equals 5, and then if you built your business, you didn't build that. There is a war on common sense going on. And I want to ask our guest, Peter Schiff, what he thinks is at the heart of that. There's so much to cover with him. He'll be with us till about 50 after. Peter Schiff is an American businessman, investment broker with billions under management, author and financial commentator. You've seen him in alternative media, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC. Schiff is CEO and chief global strategy head for Euro-Pacific Capital. And I'm not going to go over the rest of it. His dad's also author and researcher who's been a guest on the show as well, fighting the private Federal Reserve. Europac.net is the Euro-Pacific Capital's main site, Europac.net. I want to get into 2015, what he sees coming up, the budget war looming for Obama and the GOP, what's going to happen as the Obamacare fines start to kick in this year, what does he see happening with China and its growth numbers, and Japan, how will that affect us? What does he think is going on with oil? Clearly, Saudi Arabia and others are cutting production in a war with Russia, but won't that hurt Europe and then hurt Japan and hurt China and ultimately us? Sure, it'll boost the dollar for the time being. But what happens long term? He's a smart guy, made a lot of accurate predictions, so that's why we're blessed to have him on with us this first live broadcast of 2015 to tell us what he thinks coming up. Peter, that's a lot I threw out there. You can tackle whatever you want first, or out of the gates, where do you want to take us? What do you think's most important right now?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year, Alex, and to you and your audience. And, you know, I used to do my own radio show, but I stopped doing it back in August, so at least the Alex Jones show is still on the air, so I could settle for the guest appearances.
Well, I know your show was popular, but you're a busy guy, yeah. So we want to welcome you on whenever you want to come on, or, you know, because your analysis is so needed. Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, but there's so much to discuss. I mean, you hit on a lot of topics there in the introduction, so I don't know necessarily where to start. But just to say that I think as we ring in this new year, I think that there is a bigger disconnect right now between what people expect to happen, particularly in Wall Street, people that manage other people's money and economists, you know, I think there's a bigger disconnect now between what people expect to happen and what is going to happen than anything I've seen, I think, in my career, which is saying a lot because it certainly includes the dot-com bubble that burst in 2000 and the real estate bubble that burst and ushered in the financial crisis. I think people are more clueless today with respect to the true state of the U.S. economy and what is lying right around the corner than they were in 1999, in January 2000, rather, or January 2008.
Sure, there's that famous story of JFK's dad, the big stockbroker, Joseph Kennedy, and he says he dumped all his stock weeks before the crash when a shoeshine boy was telling him that the market would never go down and telling him what stocks to buy. Now, whether that story's true or not, I think it's indicative of the type of irrational exuberance, to use a Greenspanian type quote, that we see. 18,000 Dow. What's really behind this, yeah. And what are you saying is really coming versus the euphoria?
Yeah, you know, even Alan Greenspan is starting to come clean now. I guess now that he's getting closer to, you know, meeting his maker, he wants to get a few things off his chest. So he's starting to criticize the Federal Reserve, criticize quantitative easing. He's telling people that they should buy gold. It'd be great if you can get him as a guest on your show now that he's, you know, coming back from the dark side, you know, kind of like, you know, Darth Vader, you know,
sure.
You know, coming back. But I think that the real disconnect here is that people actually believe that what the Fed has created is a legitimate economic recovery, and that because we have this real recovery, that the Fed no longer has to support the economy with quantitative easing or 0% interest rates, that we can normalize everything, no harm, no foul, and the U.S. economy is going to continue to grow. The reality is this is the Fed's biggest bubble ever, and I think it's ultimately going to be their swan song because it may well be the last bubble. This could be the bubble bubble that finally breaks the dollar despite its recent rally and breaks the Fed and the confidence, the misplaced confidence that people have in the Fed, because they cannot end QE, they cannot raise interest rates without bringing on a financial crisis worse than the one that they caused in 2008. And I think for that reason, they will not do that. I think they are ready to queue up and launch QE4 to keep the economy from relapsing back into recession in 2015. And I think that's going to be a game changer for the markets, for the dollar, for commodities, for gold. And I think most people are not prepared, just like they weren't prepared in January of 2000 or January of 2008.
And you predicted both of those. How much bigger do you think this major correction or bottom will be, or will it be smaller than 2008?
Well, I think it's going to be bigger in the ramifications that it has for investors and for the standard of living of most Americans. I don't know that the stock market is going to be cut in half again the way it was in 2008 and 2000. It would be. If the Federal Reserve doesn't launch QE4 and raises rates, then the carnage on Wall Street is going to be as bad, maybe even worse than 2008. But I think the Fed is not going to let that happen. I think the Fed this time realizes that this bubble is too big to pop, and they are going to do whatever they can to prevent it from popping. And so what they end up doing is sacrificing the dollar in order to prop up the stock market, the real estate market, the U.S. government. So I think the impact on the dollar lost a lot of value between 2000 and 2008. The dollar index went from 120 down to 70. It's now managed its way back up to about 91. A lot of those gains happened just in the last few months on all this false expectations. But I think the dollar index is going to decline even more this time around. So it's even more important for people to be prepared by being out of the dollar. You know, that's where the real damage is going to come, in the real purchasing power of your savings, of your investments. So people need to be cognizant now about being out of U.S. assets, foreign stocks, precious metals, commodities, things that will retain their value in this inflationary environment that we're going to be living through.
And that was my next question. I mean, I'm not an economist, but I just studied.
Well, you know more than most economists.
Well, all I know is bubbles historically are super dangerous. This infinity bubble that they bet everything on just looks like financial Armageddon if it ever goes. Meanwhile, China is sinking. It looks like some evidence shows, but you're an expert on that. I mean, correct me if you don't agree. We see major problems in Russia. I see them trying to back off global inflation by lowering oil prices, but then that causes its own domino effects in different economies. I just don't see how they're going to manage all of this. What's the big threat then in the future? Is it inflation or is it deflation?
Well, you know, when people talk about inflation, deflation, they're normally referring to consumer prices, not money supply or credit. And so if consumer prices were to come down, that's never a threat. That's always a good thing when the price of the things that you need to buy is, you know, less expensive, because nobody has an unlimited amount of money except maybe the central bankers. And so as prices come down, we can have a higher standard of living because we can buy more stuff. Like, oil prices have come down recently, so that means that gas is cheaper. That means products could be cheaper that require gasoline in the production process or the transportation process. But when central bankers are talking about deflation, they're trying to pretend that they're worried about falling consumer prices. That's not a concern. That's a good thing. What they're worried about is financial assets falling. They're worried about the stock markets coming down, the bond markets coming down, the real estate markets coming down, because they've been propping those markets up to sustain these bubble economies. And what they're also worried about is the inability of governments to repay their debt. And because politicians don't want to admit that they're broke and honestly default on their commitments, they need inflation to wipe out their liabilities. And so that's why central bankers are concerned we don't have enough inflation, is because we have so much debt, we need the inflation to wipe it out, because we don't have the integrity to honestly default on commitments that we can't keep. So we're not going to have falling consumer prices, as beneficial as that would be, and as temporary as that is for oil, because I think oil prices are going to go much higher once the Fed has to launch QE4, unfortunately. But we're not going to get falling consumer prices. We're going to get skyrocketing consumer prices. And the average American already knows that prices are rising, and the government can pretend otherwise with these CPI numbers. But if you go to the supermarket, you know, if you pay.
Well, that was my next question, is that everything's going up in price except for gas exponentially the last 5-6 years. And then I open up the newspaper or read the financial online. It's like, boy, prices are dropping and everything's great and everybody's happy. This is really freaking the public out because they know that's not true.
Oh, I know. I mean, that's why the Republicans, unfortunately, why they did so well in the last election is just because the economy is so miserable. Voters are just trying to do whatever they can to express their frustration. They're not necessarily embracing Republican principles, because a lot of the states that voted Republicans in and Democrats out also voted to raise the minimum wage in their state. So this is just people that are frustrated because there is no legitimate recovery, and they see that cost of living is going up. Look, all the prices of the things that I buy, everything is getting more expensive. I get, you know, letters in the mail from, you know, letting me know what fees are going up. And I mean, nothing is going up as low as what the government
claims. Look at healthcare. Couldn't that be the final straw that breaks the back? I want to come back with Peter Schiff.
Alex, you know, the Q3 GDP numbers, the biggest driver of increase in consumer spending was all the money we're spending to buy Obamacare.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to ask you. Okay, we're going to come back to Peter Schiff, Europac.net, straight ahead. I'm going to ask him, what happens when the dollar dies and how will it die? I mean, we know it's going to fall apart.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining 3 essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser Oxy Powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of Super Female or Super Male Vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We are back. Peter Schiff is our guest, financial analyst, a broker, author, financial commentator, manages Euro Pacific Capital Inc. and other organizations, Europac.net. A lot of interesting information on that site, certainly. And he is our guest today. This is a short segment, long segment coming up with him. Folks, throughout history, Zimbabwe, Weimar Republic, Germany, you all know better than I that when they start printing money, it causes major problems and usually a collapse. Hyperinflation, war, you name it. Now they found these ways to manipulate it worldwide and have other currencies devalue at the same time. But more and more of that inflation is coming home. And from what I've seen historically, Peter, correct me if I'm wrong, the inflation builds at first, but slowly and then exponentially it starts compounding, especially when they try to internationalize the money printing, that it's more parabolic towards the end of the graph. We knew that something would happen with QE 1, 2, and 3. It did create like a sugar high, as it's been called by many. More dollars chasing stocks, that boosts that. So it looks good on paper, but in the real economy, we just talked about it being bad. How long in your gut can this go on, and how do you think the dollar will die? Will it be over time? Will it be in a catastrophe, or will it bounce back? I mean, I know you can't predict the future, but what are some of the scenarios?
Yeah, well, first of all, the real economy has suffered during the entirety of this so-called recovery. It's been a financial recovery. Yes, we've managed to prop up stock prices and real estate prices, but at what cost? I think the resources that the Fed has misdirected to Wall Street have come at the expense of Main Street. So instead of making real capital investment, growing our productive capacity, creating high-paying jobs for our people, we're just enriching a few speculators. And so real wages are falling, real household net worth is declining, full-time jobs are being destroyed, they're being replaced by part-time jobs, the standard of living is going down, and we're disguising it, you know, within this bubble, and they can only inflate it so big. But what's going on with the dollar right now in inflation is because we're not the only country that's in trouble. And there's politicians all around the world that have bought elections with promises they can't keep. And people are worried about Europe. They're worried about Japan. They're worried about China. And they're buying the dollar. And as a result of that, we get a reprieve. You know, the dollar buys more. We can borrow more. We can spend more. And our bubble gets bigger. But people who are buying dollars because they're worried about Europe, for example, they're jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. They don't understand that our problems are even larger than theirs. And it's all about confidence. And one of the reasons that people are confident in the dollar is because they believe that QE is temporary, that the Fed has ended it after three times, and that they're going to raise interest rates. But I think that it's pure fantasy because I think we have too much debt. This bubble is too big that even a small increase in interest rates will pop it, and then we will have a huge financial crisis worse than before. And so the Fed is going to continue to revive QE. Remember, when they did the first one, I said we would have more QEs than Rocky movies, and so far we've had three, and I think we had five or six Rocky movies, so we have a few more to go. But the reason I knew they would have so much QE is because I knew it wouldn't work. And because it doesn't work, because it exacerbates the very problems that you're trying to solve, the solution is always to do more of it. And I think when we have to come out with a bigger round of QE, that could be the beginning of the end of the confidence. And, you know, look at what's happening in Russia right now. The ruble is down precipitously, 40-50% or so. They're responding by raising interest rates. Short-term interest rates in Russia are 17%. The Russian economy is slowing down, but it's not broken. They're withstanding 17% interest rates. Imagine what's going to happen in America when there's a loss of confidence in the Fed and the dollar and our currency starts to drop. What are we going to do to protect it? Can we raise interest rates to 17% like they're doing in Russia? Not a chance, because we have so much more debt than they do. We can't afford 17%. We can't afford 7%. I don't even think we can afford 1%. So we're really in a bind. When the dollar goes, there's no way to stop it from falling.
Doesn't it become a catch-22? Because the world runs back into the dollar knowing it's the biggest piece of the pie of this whole unstable mess. But as they run into it, that only accelerates the establishment's leaning towards printing more of it, which then in tune just makes the bubble that much bigger. I mean, it's every bubble is popped. I mean, how big could it potentially get before it pops?
It's already enormous. But, you know, as long as people want dollars, we can keep creating them. But what happens when they don't want them anymore? And we've created too many. Look, that's what happened with real estate. They kept building houses as people were buying them. But then when they didn't want them anymore, you had this huge supply of houses that nobody could afford and the prices come down. Well, when nobody wants the dollars anymore and we have an enormous supply of them, then, you know, the bottom drops out. And of course, what happens is the Fed then prints more money as people don't even want the money that's there, because we have all this debt that keeps maturing. We have all this short-term
debt. Stay there.
Debt.
I want to come back and ask you how it unravels, what it looks like, and then other trends for 2015. Stay with us, Peter Schiff.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
We
we turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is
all I want is prosperity and justice and live in a free country. And our monetary controls been taken away from Congress. The private Federal Reserve's transferred it to other foreign interests. And they use our national faith and credit as a giant cash machine for speculators, as Peter Schiff was just saying. And I look at who's financing restrictions on guns and free speech. It's the very same group of Goldman Sachs, allied organizations that just want to take over the planet. Then they scapegoat capitalism for their crony capitalist system that they've set up. It's just amazing. We're going to talk to Peter Schiff, and I'm going to try to give him the floor about what he thinks coming in 2015, other big issues, Obamacare, what is that going to do to the economy? People are scared to hire. They're cutting people back from full-time to part-time. Folks are seeing their payroll taxes go up. We'll talk about that with Peter Schiff from Europac.net. Doesn't need any introduction to this audience or pretty much any other audience. One of the most popular and accurate analysts out there. Before we go any further, though, we created InfoWarsLife.com to bring you the best missing link products that no one had developed or that we could develop better. Things like oxy powder that has time-release oxygen in the upper and lower intestine. And, well, you know, John Wayne, when he died, had like 45 pounds of undigested food in him. This blows all that out unlike anything you've seen. We have the Resolution Pack, the biggest discount ever on InfoWarsLife.com products. We're only running this for another week and a half. It is a bottle of oxy powder, Secret 12, proprietary vitamin B12, and super male or super female vitality to help supercharge you in your weight loss and exercise this year. Believe me, this stuff works together in synergy. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase does help fund our media operation. We don't get stimulus money like MSNBC or $450 million like NPR to put out all their propaganda. We simply sell high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com has all of the made-in-America apparel lines, pro-Second Amendment, books, films, high-quality water filtration systems, hundreds and hundreds of great products that I personally use, survival stoves, made-in-America, pro-gun belt buckles, silver coins, the whole nine yards. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And again, I want to thank you all in the new year for being patrons of InfoWarsStore.com and spreading the word about the broadcast. You are the power of this transmission. Okay, Peter, specifically other areas of the economy, Obamacare, what to look for next year, what you personally are telling all the folks whose wealth you manage, what are other big issues we face? And then finishing up maybe now, specifically, what could trigger the dollar dying? What would it look like? What are some of the scenarios? How bad would it be? Would inflation suddenly just explode, or what would that look like?
Well, I think I was talking about it a little bit before the break, but you know, once it changes, it does change very rapidly, because when the confidence is lost in the currency, and we've been printing a lot of dollars because people have wanted dollars, but they wanted them because they didn't understand the fundamentals. When they figure it out, they're not going to want them anymore. Meanwhile, we have an enormous supply. We have all this debt outstanding, and the Federal Reserve has been buying a lot of it, but there has been private demand for that debt as well. But when that private demand is gone, the Federal Reserve is not going to start contracting the money supply. They're not going to start, you know, reducing the amount of money out there because nobody wants dollars anymore. It's going to be the opposite. As people don't want to buy U.S. treasuries or dollar-denominated mortgages, the Fed is just going to print even more money to buy the bonds that nobody wants. But now you're increasing the supply of dollars just as demand for those dollars dollars is going up. And then the velocity really picks up because anybody who has a dollar wants to get rid of it as quickly as possible before it loses value, because nobody wants to be left a hole in the bag. So I think once it accelerates, it's not just like a snowball rolling down a hill where it just gets bigger gradually. All of a sudden, I think, you know, you get a lot of snow very, very quickly and you can get crushed. So I think people have to prepare way in advance, you know, before that snowball, you know, becomes a boulder, while they can still do something about it. But there are a lot of warning signs. I mean, you look at the price of oil coming down and we can all be happy. Hey, this is great. I can go and I can get some gasoline cheaper. But I think this is just an example of what's going to happen in asset markets, without the help of the Fed. Because it's not just oil prices that were pushed up by cheap money. Stock prices, real estate prices, bond market. What's going to happen when all the markets look like the oil market? What's going to happen when they all come crashing down like they did in 2008? So, you know, you can be happy now, but you have to understand the reason that oil prices are coming down is not good as far as what's going to happen to the economy in the short run. And, you know, it didn't stop the big drop in oil prices in 2008, didn't stop the Great Recession. It didn't stop the financial crisis. We still had it, even though we had the relief of cheaper gas. So I think without the Fed doing another round of QE, we're going to see that kind of carnage in these other asset markets. And, you know, I think this whole recovery, because remember, the recovery that the Fed built is based on asset bubbles. That's the foundation of this financial recovery, is stock prices going up and real estate prices going up. But this is not benefiting the average American. The average American doesn't own stocks anymore. That's why CNBC's ratings just hit a new record low in 2014, despite the fact that the stock market is going up. And home ownership rates just hit a new 20-year low, despite the fact that real estate prices are going up, because the average American can't buy a house, even with the lowest mortgage rates ever and 3% down payments. They're still too broke. And so most Americans now, or more Americans, are renting. And so the wealth is only being, you know, distributed to a very small fraction of the population.
What concerns me most, Peter, is that now we see the paramilitary armored vehicles, the training, the riot training proliferating everywhere. And it was easy for me to say 6-7 years ago, this is in preparation for economic collapse. But now the Pentagon and others admit that's what it's for. And they're using other events as a pretext to kind of condition the public. When the government itself is hardening its facilities and storing food and weapons and saying, well, we're afraid of economic disasters, that shows that they understand they're not in control of this. And if other governments in history didn't have the computers to manipulate things, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they can keep the bubble going forever, but that itself is unnatural. I mean, what goes up must come down, especially when it's not based on reality. And you've got China, with its issues, its growth not as big as they thought. You've got Russia. You've got Japan with all its problems. It just seems like the United States, even though we have the world reserve currency, can't be isolated forever. And you add government getting prepared feverishly.
Well, yeah. I think because the dollar is the world's reserve currency, we've been spared from suffering the full consequences of our own profligacy. And that's what can't go on forever. And I think one of the burdens that the global economy is bearing right now is supporting the United States. You know, we just had our trade deficit last week and we had our biggest deficit ever in manufactured goods. So that means the rest of the world has to manufacture goods that we consume, but we can't afford to pay for. There is a big cost to supporting 300 million Americans who collectively are no longer very productive because we're involved in all this service sector employment. And so many Americans don't even work anymore. I mean, you mentioned that the shrinking labor force participation. One of the reasons, the primary reason that the unemployment rate has come down is because, one, so many people have left the labor force. They've just thrown in the towel, so they're no longer counted as unemployed. But a lot of people have had to accept part-time jobs in lieu of full-time jobs, And so they're not counted as being unemployed either, but they're underemployed. And in fact, if you look at the people who are getting jobs, the net jobs are going to people who are in their 50s and 60s. Labor force participation among 60 and 70-year-olds is rising sharply. And for 20 and 30-year-olds, it's collapsing to record lows. You've got older people who don't want to work, who are being forced into part-time employment in order to pay the electric bills. And then you have Americans in their 30s and 40s who need full-time jobs, but all they can get is a part-time job. And the younger people who maybe want a part-time job while they're in school, they can't even get those jobs because their grandparents have those jobs, and they get, you know, they can't compete because they don't have the skills or the experience.
Sure.
And now you've got all these people say, well, the solution is to raise the minimum wage because everybody is stuck with a minimum wage job. That's not going to solve the problem. That's just going to destroy the minimum wage jobs. In fact, 20 states were dumb enough to raise their minimum wage today. And so that's going to make it that much more expensive for businesses to hire people in those states. And so there's going
to
be
more people who lose their jobs. I was about to say, explain to people why a minimum wage is a bad idea and never works.
Well, because you cannot dictate productivity, right? The government can set a price, but they can't force anybody to pay that price. So when it comes to labor, if the government wants to say, well, you've got to pay somebody $10 an hour or you can't hire them. Well, if that person doesn't deliver $10 of productivity, then no employer is going to hire them. And so what you do is you make it illegal for significant percentages of the population to get jobs. And the people who are most affected are younger, low-skilled workers who desperately need a job. They need a job and work experience more than they need the money. Because if they can get their foot in the door and actually learn something on the job, then years later they could make many times the minimum wage. But if you knock the bottom rung off of the job ladder, then millions of people never climb on. So it's not the entrepreneur or the business owner that suffers. It's the guy who doesn't get a job, who doesn't get a career. And of course, all consumers suffer because they end up paying higher prices for the goods that they buy. There are, you know, This is one of the dumbest things you could do, and it's one of the simplest things that you can even explain, because it's just basic supply and demand. Everybody knows if you make something more expensive, as the price goes up, the demand goes down. So if you make hiring people more expensive, then fewer people will get hired. I mean, that's basic economics, and you can't get around that any more than you can get around the laws of gravity.
Well, that takes me to my next point. You know, your dad, best-selling author, writing about the Federal Reserve, writing about the IRS from a conspiratorial angle, look at how it's been proven the IRS is persecuting people politically who are libertarian, Christian, or conservative. You have always taken the approach of, you know, it's just corrupt forces, but, you know, there's not really a centralized conspiracy. But from the Cloward and Piven liberal socialist perspective, they knew NAFTA and GATT weren't really free trade and would actually get rid of our jobs. They know Obamacare will make tens of millions of people be kicked off full-time to part-time. They know raising payroll taxes will push people into poverty and just make them go on welfare. They know, as you said, 2 + 2, yeah, supply and demand. We know, yeah, what this does. So the social engineers, I'm not saying it's one monolith, but they really do want us domesticated. They want us dependent. They want us a service economy.
Well, the government always wants to create dependencies so that way they can count on your support. When people are bankrupted and the government promises a handout, that's what Harry Brown used to always say, that the government is great at breaking your leg and then handing you a crutch and then saying, see, without me, you couldn't walk. This is the strategy of government. But government destroys every industry,
sure,
that they infect.
So it is a conspiracy, though.
Well, not necessarily a conspiracy. People are just acting in their own self-interest. Politicians want power. And since, unfortunately, it's a democracy and not a republic, the power is where the votes are. And so they need to count on votes. And this is what they do. Like, look at education. The government got involved in education. And what is the consequence? Look at colleges. The value of a college degree has collapsed, but the price of getting one has skyrocketed. And so now, because of government, we have kids 23, 24, 25, finishing a four-year degree. It now takes 5 or 6 years to get a four-year degree. You graduate, you got $50,000 to $100,000 worth of debt, and you know nothing. You majored in some Mickey Mouse liberal arts, you know, discipline. And so you learn nothing valuable. You have no marketable skills. And because everybody and their brother has the same worthless degree as you, it means nothing to
us. I was about to say, apprenticing. I mean, in the old days, people would go worldwide and be an apprentice for a year or two, proving how hard they would work to then get a good paying or high paying job with that company. And many times the head of the firms, whether it was a factory, a law firm, brokerage, you know, 100 other professions, carpentry, was whoever was the smartest and hardest working. Lawyers didn't used to go to law school.
No.
They went and apprenticed with another lawyer and then sat in front of the bar. So they've gotten rid of that completely. I mean, interns, you know, Alex, you try to get interns and even pay them, they won't do any work.
Carnegie, Mellon, Rockefeller, billionaires, never went to college, never went to high school, so didn't even graduate elementary school. You know, it used to be very rare in America to go to college. If you wanted to be a doctor, all right, maybe you go to college, but most people didn't go to college, and they were able to be very successful, whether they had a blue-collar career or ended up being the head of a Fortune 500 company, working their way from the mailroom to the boardroom. They didn't start in the mailroom with a college degree. They just worked hard, and they worked out of that mailroom, but now you can't even get into the mailroom probably without a college degree, and even then it's probably hard. But you know, I did this video. I don't know if you ever saw it. It's on YouTube. I did it when I was at the New Orleans conference a couple of years ago. And if you go on YouTube and you type in my name, Peter Schiff College, you can see this 5 or 6 minute video where I'm walking around Bourbon Street and I'm interviewing all the, you know, the bartenders and the pedicab drivers and the barkers at the strip clubs. And I'm asking them if they went to college, what their major was, you know, how much student loans they have. And just about everybody I talked to was a college grad doing menial jobs. And this is the reality. And thank the government for this. You know, this is why, you know, they have created this bubble in education, in college degrees, just like they created a bubble in housing. We have a bubble, you know, in the dollar, in the bond market. All this thing collapses. I mean, it's collapsing now in education because you got all these young kids who are now too broke. You know, they left home to go to college, and now they're right back in home in the same bedroom that they grew up in because they're too broke to move out of the house. Even if they get a job, they can't make their student loan payments, and there's no good jobs available because the government has destroyed the economy.
Exactly, and now the answer is more education, more debt, when all you learn is a bunch of political correct garbage. But that was the point I was getting at, is that you used to go to work in companies, and the college was learning how that company worked and how it operated, and then if you performed, then you would move up. But more and more, people with college degrees, you name it, they don't want to work. In fact, they think doing, and so it's not just the elite here. We've become a nation of TV heads, Peter, and I'm really worried about this country.
But what you even do in college, very little of what you study has any relevance to any job that you might be able to get once you graduate. And most people, college is just a 5 or 6 year excuse to have a party. You know, you live, you know, you go to parties and you get drunk and, you know, that's it. You don't really learn anything. You just go through the motions because you've been brainwashed into thinking you need to have this diploma, and that somehow is your ticket to Easy Street. And if you don't have this diploma, you know, you're going to be nothing.
I mean, Peter, we've got a final segment. Stay with us for another six minutes on the other side, Europac.net. I want to come back and ask you about other trends in 2015, what you think is going to happen with Obama, the Republicans, if they don't repeal Obamacare, how can they get away with that? Looks like they may remove Boehner. Good news on that front. We're going to talk to Pearson about that straight ahead. On the other side, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are our sites. I'm Alex Jones.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information there compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
The circle is now complete. The final segment of the first live show of 2015. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the Sunday broadcast. Don't forget, InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. And this is the house that you, the listeners, built, spreading the word and supporting us. So God bless you all. Final segment with Peter Schiff, a financial analyst, talk show host, best-selling author, researcher, commentator, you name it. And he's here with us right now. Finishing up, other key points you'd like to make, other things you think we should go over. I mean, we see how these bubbles are popping, how old folks have got to work now. We're told it's the best economy ever, but a new poll out today by Gallup shows the public doesn't trust the government and sees it as the number one threat. All these lines are coming together. What do you see in 2015, 2016? When does your gut tell you the breaking point is, and what is that breaking point?
I think the frustration is going to get deeper and deeper because so many people know from their own experience that things are getting worse, that they're trapped in debt, that the cost of living is going up, their employment prospects have diminished, yet they keep hearing how great things are, and they assume that it must be great for somebody else, and maybe they think it's the rich, the 1%, and there's a lot of envy and class warfare, and a lot of those fires are being stoked by the politicians. So it's going to get worse, and you know, there's an example of being careful what you wish for. I think the Republicans doing so well in capturing the Senate could come back to hurt us in that it's going to allow the Democrats to now run against the Republican-controlled Congress when the recovery goes away and the recession resumes in 2015, 2016. Now the voters might blame the weak economy on the Republicans in Congress rather than the man in the White House. So it might make it more difficult to recapture that House or maybe even retain the Congress in the 2016 elections because people are going to be a lot more pissed off then than they are now because the economy is going to be much weaker. We may even officially be back in recession. And if the people buy more of that snake oil, if the politicians that destroyed the economy benefit from its destruction because they can promise more relief in the form of more, you know, political and monetary snake oil that they peddle that doesn't work, it could be a very, very dangerous time.
The London Telegraph has the headline, "The Year of Dollar, Danger for the World," and it says that there'll no longer be an automatic Fed put. Do you agree with that statement? What do you think that overall means?
No, I think the Fed put is coming back. I do not believe the Fed is going to sit by and allow all the bubbles that they work so hard to inflate deflate. because they're not going to allow stocks to crash. They're not going to allow real estate to crash when they built this whole phony recovery on those very bubbles. See, the idea that the Fed can stop the stimulus and not collapse the markets is like saying a drug addict can stop taking drugs and stay high. It is impossible. If you want the high, you need to keep doing the drugs. And unfortunately, we got the big pusher at the Fed, and we're going to do these drugs, so the dollar's not going to go up. It's going to collapse.
We've got a minute and a half left. Poll out, 60% of Republicans want in Congress want Boehner gone. Obamacare is such a criminal monstrosity. I think it's a litmus test. If we can't repeal this or make the Republicans do it, I think the sky's the limit. I mean, Obamacare is so evil. As somebody that has 45 people working for me, knowing how healthcare works, my dad's been in healthcare management, it's so evil that if they can keep this in place when it's so unpopular, even with Democrats, then this country's done.
And it's just getting started. I mean, remember how, you know, when they first made these promises about Medicaid or Medicare, it was supposed to be so small, cost so little, and that thing blew up. This is a much bigger experiment than that. And it's blowing up, you know, right out of the gate. I mean, so this thing is going to be much bigger. I guess the good news is the whole economy is going to collapse before we have to deal with the full weight of the problems brought about by Obamacare.
What do you think of them pushing Jeb and Hillary again?
that's all we need, right? Is another Bush or another Clinton in the White House. But unfortunately, that might be what we get. You know, it's just going to be more of the same. That, you know, the players change, but the game is the same. It's going to take a real crisis, a real collapse. And I guess the good news is one's coming. And hopefully we get it over sooner rather than later. And we do the right thing in the aftermath.
All right. Well, listen, I'm glad that you are our first guest of the year. Peter, we'll have you back very soon. Thanks for the time.
Hey, anytime. Happy New Year, everybody.
And doing the right thing, I guess, is letting stuff go down, right?
The Genesis Community Radio Network.
That's right. All right, see you guys. Great job.